Right, I'm not entirely sure how this episode's going to work.
No.
I say that before most episodes. But listeners, this time I really mean it.
I'm Kate.
I'm Andy.
And this is the Growing Up Podcast. Thank you for joining us.
It's going to be a really fun field trip, I think.
A field trip. Do you remember at school when you used to go on a trip? That's exactly what we are doing today. Shall I explain?
Yes.
So this morning, we are leaving the studio. We're leaving the safety of the studio because we kind of had an idea. This podcast is all about making growing accessible to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
So no matter where you live and no matter what budget you've got, very often when I listen to some of my favourite YouTube channels or podcasts, the hosts will talk about the heirloom or very, very unusual plants that you should get. And I'm really aware that not everybody has got access to those more unusual or sometimes more expensive plants, seeds, containers.
Yep.
So in this episode, we wanted to get back to basics. And we kind of thought, how would most people, I mean, civilians, is that the wrong word? Like non-gardening social media people.
Persons, yeah.
Normal people. How would they go about getting their gardening supplies?
Yeah.
How can we kind of replicate that experience in this episode? Do they call it the veil of innocence that you try and imagine a time before you'd learned what you've learned now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was thinking, what do most people have in their local town? They have a home improvement store that I think until recently had a very orangey logo. Does it still have an orangey logo?
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
The shop is.
Excellent. Listeners, can you guess where we're going this morning?
I think we're giving it away.
Without mentioning the place that we are indeed visiting this morning, or hopefully not, but, you know, just in case we get chucked out. We are going to be...
What are you planning?
We're going to be recording this episode during our visit to said home improvement store.
Yes.
And we're going to go in there with... quite a small budget, and we're going to buy some seeds. We're going to talk you through the process of deciding which seeds that we're going to buy.
Which translates to you're going to hear us argue over which ones to get.
Well, maybe that's replicating the experience for other people as well. Who knows? We might run into some other gardening people in the seed aisle.
Yes.
And we'll see how that unfolds while trying not to get asked to leave the shop.
Yes. That's the main objective, I think.
I genuinely don't know how this is going to go. It's the first time that we've recorded the podcast out in the wild, isn't it?
Yeah. No, and I think it's good to do that because I think we do want to try and do that a little bit more to sort of get out there. But yeah, this might be an interesting one. As Andy says, we genuinely don't know how this is going to play out. So yeah, might be very interesting. Hopefully is, but also might just be a bit odd. But, you know, that's all good as well.
Either way, stick with us. This is going to be great listening. So back to basics. Why are we going to this home improvement store this morning? Why are we going shopping? Why are we starting our garden from scratch?
Because love that you keep having to stop yourself from saying it.
I mean, let's be honest. It's now the 3rd of May.
Yes.
So we're a bit behind, aren't we?
To be fair, the whole year's a bit behind, I'm finding. Like, I still haven't quite got myself into the, oh, it's now spring, which, considering it's May...
Look outside.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really, yeah, just grey and damp and horrible. So I think, well, no, not horrible. It's just damp and grey, so...
I think what you're saying is we're ready for this weather to move on now.
Yeah.
We're ready for the next bit.
Yeah, ready for some sun.
I mean, I did a market last weekend, and when I got out of the van, it was 3 degrees. And then I got soaked.
Yeah.
And you know when you picture a late April, early May market, that's just not what you have in mind.
No, not at all.
I mean, we're behind because we've been, and I think it's important to be honest about it. We're behind because we've been growing everybody else's plant.
Yeah. And, which take priority, obviously.
You know, we've been very busy with our work, but now it's time for us. And more importantly, I think it's time for you as listeners of this podcast to come along with us. You know, even if you haven't got a garden or you've got a very small garden, or I know that some of you that listen to this are having various health issues at the minute that prevent you from getting out into your garden. So come with us, because we've created a growing space that's for you guys. If you want to see what it looks like, have a look on Andy Grows Food, because, yeah, that's where we're going to be sharing your growing space with you. That sounds weird. So I appreciate this is an audio format, but shall we just briefly describe the planting spaces that we've got?
Yes. So I think some of you already know from, I think we've talked about it on the podcast, but also on social medias and YouTube, we've got a space in the back garden that Andy set up. It was late last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That is a series of, I'm not even sure what you would call them.
Galvanized metal raised beds.
That's the one. And there's a set of them that we have outside that we've set up in a particular format that looks really great already, actually. So now we're going to be planting it up. Because as Andy says, we are a little bit behind because we've been, yeah, busy.
And also a shout out to VegTrug that provided those raised beds for us.
Yes, thank you so much.
I should say that they haven't sponsored this episode, and I paid English pounds for them, but I don't regret it, and I just suggest it to anybody who's got limited space. You know, VegTrug are really, really good.
Yeah.
However, it means that we've got to fill those raised beds with plants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're going to hear play out over the next few minutes is hopefully the decision-making process of how we go about filling those beds.
Yeah.
Kate has now got a sneeze stuck.
You might keep that in.
You've got the best sneeze in the world.
So overdramatic.
So we've got three long raised beds around the edge of the growing space. We've got a circular raised bed in the middle, and then another sort of long raised bed at the back.
Yes.
And essentially, I want to fill this with a really fun mix of edibles, some veg maybe, but also just some plants that are cool.
I was talking to Andy, and he doesn't agree with me about having a wildflower raised bed.
I'm really sorry you've chosen to bring this up, because this is something we have talked about, and apologies that you had to hear this.
I think it'll be great.
I just do not understand why you would create a wildflower wild area within the confines of a raised bed.
Don't you think that's quite cool, though? Like, you'll have a raised bed that's literally... Also, you quite like that because you're not a huge fan of not straight lines and all that jazz. So actually, if I just have a little raised bed to go wild in, hey, then you should see his face.
I know we're all about positive vibes and stuff, but I'm actually hating this.
It's going to happen. Sorry.
Well, maybe we could buy a pot and plant some...
Yay! Wildflowers.
I've got an announcement to make.
I've got a statement.
I would like to plant a completely non-edible, non-herb plant in the growing space.
Okay, yeah.
I would like to plant some sunflowers.
Oh, that'd be lovely. That's really nice.
You know, it just brings out my inner child.
Yeah.
I built the area that we're going to be planting up while Kate was waiting for surgery last year. And so we were joking last week on the podcast that it was kind of like almost like a stress ball for me.
Yeah.
I think if we'd waited any longer for the surgery, that the fence at the back of the garden would be really, really tall.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the idea of growing some sunflowers up against that kind of batten fence.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
And the child in me just wants to see whether the sunflowers can reach the top of it. So that's my only real request.
Okay.
I would like to plant sunflowers, possibly in that raised bed at the back of the garden.
Uh-huh.
Because they'll be protected from the wind as well.
Yep. I'd like to plant courgettes, please.
We can definitely have courgettes.
Because they're fun, aren't they?
They are. And they're really productive.
Yep.
We can put some in at the allotment as well.
Yeah.
What else is on your hit list?
I don't know. I need to kind of... Mind you know me. As soon as I get in front of those seed packets, I want all of it. So, yeah, I'd quite like more flowers, actually. And yep. I'm really not saying that to mess about now. I really do we don't necessarily grow an awful lot of flowers, I think, because there's so many other things, and actually growing fruits and veg is really rewarding in itself. But I do like a flower, so I think I'll probably get more of those.
And it's nice to look out the window, isn't it, and actually see it in action.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, I don't want to drift the subject away from our trip to the garden centre, but I do basically want to plant up a load of pots with unusual varieties of mint.
Oh, okay.
Just because I'm a bit of a collector. And I like the idea of actually growing them to a bigger size.
Yeah.
And just so essentially, for dietary reasons, I've been told that I can no longer have caffeine or spicy food. I mean, both of these are going to be a terrible, terrible loss to me, in all seriousness.
No. I mean,
So I need to start experimenting with mint teas. So I was going to create a mint tea garden.
Oh, I like that. I really like that.
So
you can do other stuff as well, like lemon verbena and things. So just have a tea garden, maybe.
Let's do that. Mm. So shopping list for the garden centre.
Yep.
We need some more pots.
Oh, I'm up for that. Yeah. Well, we've got some around, haven't we? We've got some really pretty William Morris?
Hmm.
The artist? Yeah.
How did we get them?
I've no idea. I think I just snapped them up when we were around another garden centre at some point. So we need to plant those up. Also, we've got that plant that I have had for about 10 years and I still don't know what it is. And I don't know what to do with it.
I hope that you've come to this podcast for all of your gardening questions to be answered. There is actually a story behind this.
Yeah.
That actually Kate bought this plant from a floral marquee at a flower show.
Yeah, it's Blenheim.
Blenheim Flower Show.
Mm.
Probably about 7 years ago.
Oh, was it?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I did more time.
And the label was lost. Not quite sure what it is, but it does its own thing.
All I remember is that when I saw it at the show, they had a specimen one that was huge and it was beautiful and it had the most amazing flowers. And I bought one thinking, yeah, that'd be great. And it hasn't flowered and it's not that big. And I don't, I'm hoping 1 year it will, but I'm not holding out much hope.
And one of those plant apps will actually identify it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hope that little bit of 5 minutes of chaos has helped you to understand what we're trying to get out of this.
Mm.
What I would just say is, if we just go back to basics, so if you're listening to this and you are setting up a garden from scratch,
mm-hmm.
what is it that you have to think about? Well, I guess the first thing is you have to think about the space that you have.
Yeah.
So does it get sun? Is it really exposed to the element?
Yeah. Yeah, because we've been finding that with the wind, haven't we?
So a lot of people ask me, why is it that I built that fence at the back of the garden? And that was purely to provide a bit of a windbreak.
Yeah.
So to add that bit of shelter, we've got some very, very tall bamboo on one side. So it's a really sheltered space. That's the first thing.
Mm.
But when you are listening to this episode and you're perhaps planning out your garden, because I think a lot of people are going to be in the same boat as us, quite literally with the amount of rain we've had, and kind of starting their garden from now.
Yeah.
Look at your space, look at the conditions. And I always like to say to people that actually it's really important to make gardening simple because it can be quite complicated. So literally just match plants to the right conditions.
Yeah.
And that will just make your life so much easier.
I have a question. So you know some of the seed packets say that you should kind of propagate on a windowsill or indoors and then plant it out. Now that we're getting into May, and it should be the case that the weather is a little bit more kind of conducive to things just growing from seed outside, is that something that we can do now? So we can just plant them up and away they go?
So there's loads and loads of varieties that, you know, you should be able to direct sow into the ground.
Awesome. Okay.
From sort of May onwards.
Yeah.
In fact, there's varieties that you can direct sow a little bit earlier.
Hmm.
Now, this is just purely like personal preference from my perspective. For most varieties, I prefer to sow them into module trays.
Yeah.
Because that gives you that degree of control.
Mm.
And especially if you're kind of sowing them quite late.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we've been sowing seed, haven't we?
Mm.
You know, for the allotment and stuff, maybe from January onwards.
Yep.
But if you are sowing them to start your garden from scratch now, let's say in early May, they'll germinate on the windowsill really quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There's much more light, there's much more heat. And so what I would suggest is for most varieties, there are some exceptions to this, you know, varieties that have deep tap root. A bit of horticultural terminology there.
What does that mean?
Basically, varieties that send out this long, strong root that you don't want to break.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you don't really, it's not brilliant to sow that in a shallow module tray. So what I would look to do is sow the seeds in module trays.
Okay.
Little seed trays or plug plant trays.
Mm-hmm.
And basically grow your own plug plants. Because at this time of year, it is so kind of tempting to go and sort of buy some plug plants, especially veg plug plants.
Yep.
From the garden centre. And yeah, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But it's absolute, there's nothing wrong with doing that. Because if you don't have the space to propagate the plant, this is a really great option. It's just really, really important to be aware that those plants might not have been hardened off.
Yeah.
So what that means is if those plants have grown in a glass house with lights and heaters, and then you put them straight outside, they're kind of going from those perfect conditions into imperfect conditions, and they're just going to fall over.
Yeah. So, freak out.
Yeah. Not brilliant for anybody.
Yeah.
So it's a really good idea. I mean, you know, all joking aside, if you're going to this well-known brand of garden centre, you could ask a member of staff whether they know the plant's been hardened off. But because it's more of a general kind of garden centre, they're unlikely to give you an answer to that.
Yeah.
If you're buying from like a more kind of specialist producer, then by all means ask the question and they will absolutely tell you.
Okay, yeah.
In the case of what we're doing here, I would suggest that because everything's a little bit behind, now's a great time to actually sow some seed. You know,
That's kind of what I was wondering, yeah.
We actually send out a monthly seed subscription kit every month to customers, and I'm so excited about the varieties that people are going to be sowing this month.
Yeah.
And please note, in this episode, we are not sowing any of those varieties.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of this is we want this to be accessible to everybody.
Mm.
You know, you don't, I mean, don't get me wrong, please subscribe to our seed kit. I think you'll love it.
Yeah, yeah.
But literally, if you just want to go into your local garden centre, spend a couple of quid, buy a packet of seed, that's brilliant. And I suggest that you do so because you're going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of joy that one packet of seeds will generate is so disproportionate to what it costs, in my opinion.
Yes, definitely.
What do you reckon, Kate? Shall we go to the garden centre?
I think so.
I'm a bit scared. I mean, it would be kind of electric broadcasting, wouldn't it, if we actually got asked to leave?
I don't know what you have to do to be asked to leave a garden centre is my question. Are we going to find out?
I think we're possibly going to find out. Let's get in the car. Okay, we made it to the garden centre. And safe to say, there's a modest range of seeds available from a variety of different suppliers. And the point is that these will be accessible to absolutely everyone.
Yes.
Or the vast majority of you listening to this.
And there's actually a really nice cross-section of the different kind of things that you would be growing as well.
Yeah. And I mean, we're so used to going down a really niche kind of like edible route, aren't
we? Yeah.
But there's a really, really sort of lovely range here of kind of popular varieties that actually, really gives me a flashback actually to when I was innocent.
Before you got into this malarkey.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? So what are we doing here? Well, I want sunflowers, and that's really the only thing that I'm actually set on. And I really like the idea of sowing some sunflowers this year myself. I should say at this point it's really important to actually check the sowing dates, because we are a little bit late in the season to be sowing. But there's still loads of stuff that you can sow in May. The sunflowers, we're going to be sowing these into module trays just to get them started. And you can absolutely do that into May.
But in terms of, I'm just asking this question because I wonder if anybody else would be thinking this. In terms of the spring that we have been having, would you say that actually May, as it is now, would almost be a little bit earlier in terms of how the plants are perceiving it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And so many people are saying that they're behind. And for example, we appreciate these aren't from the garden centre, but we are absolutely going to be sowing some tomato revolution.
Yes.
And I was talking to Lance about this, and he was saying you can absolutely sow them quite late because actually there's more light, there's more heat, and they will catch up quite easily.
Okay.
Can I put some sunflower in the basket, please?
Of course you can. So one that I was had my eye on was a sweet pea.
Okay.
As a flower, because I know that I've been mentioning flowers quite a bit. So there's some here. So it says sowing January to May, so should be good to go.
We could sow them up a trellis.
Oh, I love that.
In the middle of the growing space?
Yeah, that's amazing.
What you call a wigwam, I call a teepee. I don't think either of us are right. Okay, so...
Andy's currently reading all the information. So I get a bit overexcited and go for things that actually are completely out of season, so...
I think we can just get away.
Nice.
With this.
Nice.
We'll need to sow these straight away and get them a bit of a head start. But I think we can absolutely do that. Do you like the colours?
I do. I think they're really pretty.
Then in that case, we're going to grow. And as I say, this is a really generic sort of pack. It's a sweet pea, old-fashioned mixed. So these absolutely aren't anything artisan or kind of specific or heirloom varieties. Mm. Is there anything else you've got your eye on?
I was going to say, should we have a look around? Oh, I do like cornflower. But I don't know these ones up here.
It does say on the packet, charming wildflowers. Shall we move on?
We'll come back to it.
Now, because we are, as I keep saying, it's late in the season. It's really not. But we do need to sort of get a move on a little bit, getting things planted.
Mm.
So we are being quite selective in terms of what...
Oh, what about cabbages?
What we're sowing. Do we eat it?
We could eat it.
Are we going to eat it?
It's the eternal question, isn't it, when you're planting stuff up. It's like, do we eat it or do I not eat it because I don't grow it?
Well...
Could be a whole new world.
I always advise people, you know, to grow what you eat. And even with my new kind of plant-based diet that's been forced upon me. I don't think we eat enough cabbage. There's another really sexy variety of sunflower there, which is a claret F1.
Oh, where's like that?
A red sunflower.
Oh, you can have,
can I be greedy and have one of them as well?
Could you plant those kind of alternating?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
This is quite unusual for me to be designing an ornamental kind of aspect.
I was going to say, flowers as well.
I don't think anybody's ever recorded a podcast from this garden centre before, so we are getting a few glances.
I don't know if you can hear the music in the background as well.
Right, let's move on. What else do you want, Kate? I've already got some pumpkins at home.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm trying not to do that thing where we've already got the stuff and I've just forgotten. Because I was also thinking carrots, but we definitely have those at home. So,
shall I tell you what I absolutely love?
Go on.
Cosmos.
Oh, see.
I absolutely love cosmos.
See, I'm not...
Where were they? I know I've...
They're just there.
I'm sure there's a... Was there another variety of cosmos somewhere here?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, one that I like. Forget-me-nots.
Looks a little bit wildflower.
No, come on.
You can have some forget-me-nots.
Yeah.
And again, listeners, I appreciate this is an audio experience that we're trying to share with you. But it's really important to just check the packet as to whether or not you should be sowing them in directly at this time of year, or whether you can sow them at this time of year.
Yes.
Now, so, I've got a favour to ask you.
Yeah, of course.
Please, can I put in the basket just one more pack? And that is Cosmos Sensation Pinky.
Why is that making me giggle?
I suspect because you're a child. I mean, it's got this seed packet, it's got the RHS logo on it, so it must be good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised that you're going for so many flowers. I'm very happy about it, but...
I know, this is a shock to me as well.
But yeah.
Can I have some cosmos?
If you must.
Oh, okay, you're the best.
Mallow, what's mallow? That looks fun. Is it related to marshmallow? I don't think it is.
it's absolutely not.
Is that how they make marshmallow?
Is there any edibles here that you'd like to have a go at growing?
The thing is, I'm trying not to do that thing that I'm sure a lot of people do, which is you get lots of seeds of the same thing. Everything that on this particular one, I think I've got already, but is there some more over the way?
Listeners, we are actually recording this using a very short recording cable, so we're having to stand quite close together.
We're looking very...
suspicious.
Yeah, suspicious.
It's all right, we do this for a job. Do you have some pumpkin seeds already?
Yes.
We need to get on and sow them, because it's very important that you have pumpkin in
life. I really want pumpkins, yeah, I really do.
Now, how about that purple climbing French bee?
Oh, they look cool.
I think we should grow them.
Yeah, I think we should grow those.
Should we have a purple... How would you pronounce that name? It's not one I'm familiar with.
Blauhilde?
I think that was excellent pronunciation.
Considering I have no experience... Is that... I think that's German, I think.
Oh, I passed GCSE German, I can't say.
I was going to say you did better than me. I'm trying to think...
I think with all the edible seeds that we've got back home, that'll probably do us for now, do you think?
Yeah, because I think we're going more flowery route, but that's because we've got all of the veg that we... would be looking to grow. Yeah.
And one of our kind of commitments this year is we want to recognise that actually, you know, flowers are food for the soul, right?
Yeah. That's it. I think a lot of our garden is quite functional, which obviously it should be.
And I should say that, you know, we're trying to take you through this process of starting a garden from scratch. Maybe you're doing it on your own, maybe you're doing it with your partner or with kids. Once you've got these seeds, what do you do with them? Well, you can pick up a module tray.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really easily. And you can reuse them as well.
Yeah.
And you can get a big pack of module trays for £4 or £5. A lot of garden centres actually have recycling points where people can bring back seed trays or pots, and you can actually take those for free with the permission of the store, of course. if you don't, you get chased out.
Yeah.
Alarms go off and
that's
stuff
how
like
you
that.
Get chucked out, yeah. That,
yeah, that's how we get chucked. So we've actually picked up some of these module trays, and if you check out my social media, you'll see them in action a bit later.
Yep.
In terms of compost, what you're going to be sowing them in, there's loads of different options. You can actually get seedling compost, which tends to be a bit finer sieved. And what that means is that the seeds are then in intimate contact with the soil.
Yes.
Now, whether or not that justifies spending the extra money, I'm not too sure, because we tend to use multi-purpose and sieve it.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Kate? Should we go outside and look at some of the plants that are on offer?
Oh, yeah, I do like doing that.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Dance along the ladder day.
So we're now having a look at some of the like the plug plants that are available.
I completely forgot that they did this. It's so exciting.
But what I would actually say is that, you know, if you haven't sowed anything yet, or if you're really behind, or maybe your first batch didn't work, there's actually... no reason to panic. And that's why we wanted to do this episode. Because actually, even if you haven't started yet, or maybe you've only just got into gardening and you're searching around for, you know, a gardening podcast that gives you some advice. I mean, good luck with that. I can recommend some great podcasts. But failing that, stay with us, because we are going to, you know, we're going to be sowing some seeds and we're going to be showing you guys how to do it. And I would actually say that with the range that's here, you can absolutely sort of make up time, can't you?
Absolutely. And like you say, it's that they're already established, they're already kind of on their way already. So if you are a little bit new to it, then this is actually a really nice way of doing it. And also, we just want to talk about it from the point of view of we did start it and then life got in the way, as we've talked about previously. And that is something that a lot of people experience in their growing. And we just want to take you on the journey of, okay, that's happened. What do you then do next? So, yeah, hopefully this will help.
Do you think people are puzzled as to why me and you are talking into microphones in the middle of a busy garden centre?
I think it's drawing attention, but maybe in a good way.
Well, you never know. We might have extra guests on the show. We'll see what happens. But you know, I've got to stress this. There's a really, really good big range of plants available. You know, we run a business in the gardening sector. But I would freely say to any of you listening to this, please go out and whoever you buy plants from, you know, make sure you support local businesses doing this, because, you know, it's easy to complain and say that garden centres are all about selling cake and peripherals. But if you don't buy plants, then there's going to be more of that.
That's it. And I think this is the time of year now to really go for it, because the spring hasn't been the springiest of springs. But
springiest of springs. I know what you mean.
But this is now the time to go for it, hopefully. Fingers crossed the weather will actually get a bit better. So, yeah.
Hmm. So we've made it back from the Nameless Garden Centre.
Yeah, our exciting expedition.
It was fun to get out, wasn't it?
It was. And it's nice to actually start thinking about growing in the sense of, like, we keep saying this spring has not been very springy. So it's actually nice to start just having those thoughts again in terms of, okay, what can we sow and when? And yeah, it was just really exciting to see all the packets.
And I really want to stress this, that I know that a lot of you listening to this will have already sown loads. You know, you might have put some out and you might have lost some plants if there was a frost.
Yeah.
You might have had a few mishaps. You might, of course, have been really lucky. Mm-hmm. And you might have windowsills that are absolutely full of succession sown plants.
And well done if that's the case.
Well done. But, you know, you might be moving them outside. You might be hardening them off.
Yeah.
And, you know, if so, then that's great. And I hope you enjoy listening to this as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But equally, I think there's probably quite a few people out there who, you know, maybe are just getting started. And the reason we wanted to record this episode is that if that's you, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to have a lot of experience. You don't have to have some knowledge of where to go to get your very unusual heirloom seeds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to your local home improvement store, grab a packet of seeds. And I hope what's come across is, you know, our very confused discussion in the garden centre where we're literally just going, what do you want to grow? And by the way, we work in this industry.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope that that just raw enthusiasm and sense of fun just comes across, you know?
Also just a sense of, like we're saying, what do you want to grow? That's actually the fundamental question that we want you to ask yourselves when you're actually planting up in your garden.
Yes.
Like, it has to be a space that reflects you, reflects what you like. And that could be vegetables, that can be flowers, that can be...
Wildflowers.
Wildflowers, which I'm going to have.
I knew you were angling the conversation around there.
I mentioned to Andy earlier about gorilla sowing some wildflowers, like in the dead of night or something. I mean, I feel like that would just make you cry.
Oh, I get it pretty early.
Yeah, that's true.
But so we've actually got back from the garden centre maybe an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
And we got straight out and we filled some trays with compost.
Yeah.
Which we are quite familiar with that process.
Yeah.
In our day job. Of sowing seeds and taking cuttings. But this was actually just for us.
Yes.
And we spent a really lovely few minutes, didn't we? Just sowing some seeds.
We were saying, I was saying, it's actually really exciting to actually, I don't know if anybody else is like this. It's like me with books. I buy them and then I don't read them. They just sit there in a pile and I'm going to get through them. I'm going to do it. But that's kind of how I am with seeds as well. So it's actually really nice to have a planting up session where we were actually like, okay, we're going to plant up those pumpkin seeds, we're going to plant up that stuff. And very often I don't get past that first point because we do it as a day job. It feels a bit like a busman's holiday, but actually it was really lovely and it reminded me that actually it's something we really enjoy. So I'm excited about seeing how they do.
Honestly, the amount of joy that you get from planting a few seeds in soil.
Yeah.
And the joy doesn't stop there. That actually, you know, let's go back to us sowing the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So we've used some module trays that are very, very easily available. Sometimes we use the reuse work ones. On this occasion, we haven't.
Yeah.
And we've put them on our little homemade grow light IKEA shelving.
Display case, yeah.
Which... it's part of a bigger thing that I've been trying to do, of filming a YouTube series about growing food in our spare bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we use as an office. And we've got all the seeds in trays. And obviously, if this is you doing this, you know, just read the seed packet. They'll give you some general information about how deep you plant the seeds.
Yeah, we were using that, to be fair.
Yeah, and it, you know, just because it varies from variety to variety.
Yeah.
And we then put the module trays, which are just segregated little seed trays, under the grow lights, which they're really good, actually, because they don't give off too much heat. They don't use too much energy.
Yep.
And the amount of joy that we get from this process. I know you'll get this joy too, that you plant them. It's very mindful.
Yep.
And I'll be honest with you, but just a few minutes after we planted them, I was already checking to see if anything had sprouted yet, you know? And I know every morning...
Oh, there's a bit of green.
Honestly, every morning I will get up really early and check. I should say that this is a tip that I'd share with anybody who's starting from scratch right now.
Yeah.
Think about the size of the container that you're actually sowing the seeds into.
Mm-hmm.
Because the vast majority of the seeds we've actually sown into these module trays, which are quite small, kind of like plug plant trays.
Yeah.
There are a few varieties that we've sown directly into 9-centimetre pots.
Mm-hmm.
And these are varieties, courgettes and pumpkins.
Yeah.
Purely because I know that we won't have the time to kind of pot them on.
Oh, okay, okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Mm.
That I know that our work is going to be so busy for the next 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I know that those seeds will grow in those 9-centimetre pots right the way until we actually plant them outside.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So it's kind of minimising labour.
Mm.
The kind of the bedding plants, I'm absolutely happy for them to grow away and get established.
Yeah.
But I mean, even if you look at the size of a courgette seed or a pumpkin seed, they're so big that they kind of fill the module tray anyway.
You know, I was just thinking that because they are, yeah, the pumpkin seeds especially, I'm so excited about all that.
I've been wanting to grow pumpkins for years.
Yeah, well, as I think a lot of people already know, I am a big fan of Halloween, and it just feels like actually having our own mini pumpkin patch is so exciting.
And this is something I really want to labour, the idea of actually kind of minimising the amount of effort that you're going to have to do and recognising that life gets in the way sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually looking at the pots while we're recording this part of the podcast. And those pots will be home for those seeds for the next kind of 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Before we start to take them outside and harden them off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get them used to the outside world before we decide where to plant them.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of the varieties that we've sown are not very hardy.
Mm.
And actually you don't want a hard frost on them.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you get on a seed packet, it says, sow outside after the risk of frost has passed.
Yes. Like, when would that be?
My gran always used to say that. She'd sort of say, wow, you know, what useful advice.
Yeah.
You know, let's check the calendar. When's that? And it's true. But
the weather over the last week has really rammed that home as well. That it's like, it's been quite nice. Yeah, the last few days, but actually the day before that, it was absolutely torrential and freezing cold. So you can't necessarily say at this point that a frost isn't going to come. Or maybe I'm just so used to the winter weather because we've had it for so long.
It is horrendous.
It is horrendous.
It has been shocking this spring.
Yeah.
It's not even called for, is it? But yeah, so you're going to harden these seeds off. I should say as well, just to finish the story, for anybody that's kind of planting along with us on this, just consider that the varieties that you're sowing in module trays at this time of year, because of the amount of light that is going to be freely available and the temperature, they're probably going to grow quite quickly.
Yes.
So, you know, they're going to fill that module tray within a matter of weeks. And just be aware that you're then going to have to sort of pot them on and give them some room to grow. And I appreciate that many of you will already be absolutely at capacity. So if you are sowing seeds in late April, early May, just think about that. Think about the space and try and strategize for how you're going to move these seeds from the module trays into their, I was about to say forever home, but their next home, yeah, before they get planted outside.
Kind of home. I mean, that's the thing that I was doing with the spreadsheet, which actually I ended up not really using anyway because it all went a bit up in the air, but it's trying to work out when one lot of seeds is going to move into the halfway house to then free up the space for the next lot. It's a real sort of military operation almost. So yeah, it's something that I'm sort of learning as I go this time. I'm really trying my best.
And I remember back in January, I was talking to the head gardener of Winterbourne, Dan, friend of the show.
Hi, Dan.
And he was saying how, you know, you have this kind of schedule that you have certain things that you're going to be sowing in April, certain things that you're going to be sowing in May.
Mm.
But I think that this year has really demonstrated that you have to be flexible.
Yes.
And I find it very, very interesting that, you know, for all the talk about changing climate and changing weather patterns, the words of my great-great-granddad, who, you know, he owned the farm that my gran grew up on.
I was going to say he was the farmer, yeah.
Yeah, and whenever he used to hear a weather report, he's a proper farmer. Whenever he heard a weather report and they'd say, it's the hottest day since 1931, and he'd say, nonsense. It's the strangest year since last year.
Yeah.
But what I think is interesting is that so many of you listening right now, if you stuck with us through our little adventure to the garden centre, well done. So many of you will have started gardening during lockdown.
Mm.
I know that so many of the people we talked to really got into gardening during that period.
Yeah.
And I think
you became aware of your space a bit more, didn't you?
And to be honest with you, I hope this reassures you, as somebody that does growing for a job, does growing. Is that a verb or a noun?
Put on your occupation on insurance.
Do
growing.
I should update my CV. The last 15 years have been a bit difficult to explain, really. But, you know, as somebody that has done growing for a long time, what I would just say to you is, if you have struggled this spring, I think this has been the hardest spring in terms of growing for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's certainly been the strangest and hardest conditions since 2020. When a lot of you got on board.
Yeah, it's been one of those springs that you can actually count all of the actual sunny days on one hand. And that is so rare. Absolutely bizarre.
Well, it's rare that you get into May and I don't think I've barely worn my sunglasses.
Yeah.
But positivity from here, onwards and upwards.
Yep, yep.
And I hope you've enjoyed this little adventure as we get back to basics and actually sow some seeds. And hopefully a little bit of the joy of growing that we want to share has come across to you over the last few minutes.
And we're definitely going to give you updates on how the little seedlings are going as well.
Yeah, hold us to account.
Yes. Yes.
Ask us how it goes.
Oh, please do. Yes.
We'll send you pictures if everything goes wrong. On a serious note, well, this episode is going to go out on the May bank holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you're having a great weekend. But we've got a bit of a favour to ask of each and every one of you. And that is, sow some seeds over the next few days. Doesn't matter what you sow something. It doesn't have to be edible. It could even be wildflowers. But if you do, tag me on Instagram at Andy Grows Food and show me what you're sowing. Because I promise you, you will get so much joy. You know, the packs of seeds we bought to prove a point. And that is that these are fairly easily available to anybody, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they cost us money. We didn't steal them from the garden centre.
Honest.
But, you know, for just under £3, you get a big packet of seeds.
Yeah.
And the amount of joy that you get for weeks and weeks and weeks from something that costs less than a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Is absolutely magical.
Absolutely. Completely agree.
All the seeds that we sowed, is that right?
Yeah.
All the seeds that we sowed. That doesn't sound right, but never mind. All the seeds that we sowed are very easily available from any local garden centre.
Yeah.
But what Kate said is true. You know, sow whatever makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
We did also sow some seeds that we had sent to us from our friend Lance at Tomato Revolution.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Lance.
If you want to know about tomatoes, by the way, check out that guy's Instagram profile.
Yeah.
Lance is an absolute genius.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Einstein of tomatoes. Honestly, I absolutely love his social media. So please check that out.
I'm so excited about the tomatoes.
And I should say, if you do fancy something a little bit different, if you, you know, want something a little bit different, sent to you straight from us, our monthly seed kit is available now for May. And that includes some of our personal favourite edibles.
Yep.
And this month, it's the beautiful mustard green giant. Mm. Really into growing mustards this year.
Yep.
It's stunning. Red amaranth.
Oh, it's so pretty. Tiny amaranth.
When it comes up with those tiny red leaves.
Yeah. It's almost neon. It's beautiful.
It's really bright. Mm. You could grow it as an ornamental.
Yeah.
And you can use it like spinach. Borage, which is a herb that so many people have asked us for.
Mm-hmm.
Key ingredient in PIMS. How many people's ears picked up just then?
Yeah.
But you can actually grow it because it gets beautiful blue flowers on it.
Okay.
And it's loved by bees.
Mm.
So I'm actually going to be sowing some borage straight after we finish recording this.
Oh, fun.
Dill, which is something that we're often asked for.
Mm, yeah.
Real foodie favourite, and I wouldn't be without it.
Yep.
And finally, the beautifully named coriander calypso. I'll be having that. You won't.
Yeah, I was going to say. That'll be nice for you.
Guys, I should say they're all available in our online shop now. What do you reckon, Kate? Did you enjoy sowing some seeds in this episode?
I really did.
I really did.
Rediscovered the love of it, so I'm really happy.
It felt good to be doing it just for us.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. It's different when you're doing it for work, I think. This was genuinely sort of stuff that we had actually picked out that we like. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that we did this episode. And I really hope, seriously, guys, get out there, sow some seeds over the next few days. Let us know what you're sowing. And it will bring you so much joy.
Show us all your wildflower meadows, guys.
I knew you were going to get that in.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for listening. See you later.
Bye.